Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Topically yours on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. I'm Deirdre Shuley, your host. And if you haven't been to the Allen Room, here's your opportunity. If you're a lover of jazz, you may want to tune in to Mark Marganelli of Jazz Forum Arts, who will be presenting a jazz piano summit featuring pianist Cedar Walton and Barry Harris on Saturday, June 22nd. It will be his fifth piano event at Jazz at Lincoln Center. And as I mentioned, this event will be at the Allen Room at Frederick P. Rose Hall as part of Jazz at Lincoln Center. This event also will be a tribute to the late band leader and pianist Mulgrew Miller, who recently passed. My guest today is Cedar Walton, however, who is one of the great hard bop pianist of our time. He was associated with the Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers and is also known for his compositions, which include Bolivia, Clockwise, and Firm Roots, which have become jazz standards. He's also recorded Cedar Chest and The Bouncer. Well, as you may have heard, we do have Cedar Walton with us, so let's welcome him to the show. How are you, Mr. Walton?
Fine, Deirdre, and thanks for calling me.
It's my pleasure. I know you grew up in Dallas, Texas. Was your mother a pianist as well?
Yes. She had students mainly, by the time she... I had a family. She decided to go into a career of public school teaching, but she still had a few private piano students. And I think along with my self taught moments. She took over for a while and helped me get started as a student.
Well, obviously, your mother started you off, and that is exactly what you wanted to play, the piano?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, I guess you'll be sharing the stage on June 22nd with Barry Harris, who's also a pianist, correct?
Yes, indeed.
Have you worked with him before?
No, don't get a chance to work with many piano players, but I'm looking forward to the opportunity.
Well, I understand that you guys will be playing with a 9-foot Steinway concert piano.
Yeah, that's always a pleasure and a treat.
Exactly, especially when there's two of them going at the same time, I gather.
I presume so. We'll soon see.
Well, are you playing some of your compositions?
I haven't made a plan yet, which is sort of uncharacteristic of us, but we'll come up with something. I believe we have to. But it's usually sort of impromptu or either a last-minute plan. It's something that we're used to doing and don't need necessarily a deep outline to accomplish.
Well, I know that you were scheduled to work with Mulgrew Miller before he passed away. Did his death come as a surprise?
Yes, he was very young. I think 57. Total surprise. Yeah, I remember when I first met him. He came here traveling with the Duke Ellington Orchestra under the leadership of Duke's son Mercy Ellington, and we've been friends ever since.
Well, I understand this show then will be a tribute to him.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he deserves a good tribute in view of the fact that he was, taken from us early in his life, too early.
Well, for some of those who don't know about him, tell us a little bit about him. I know he was a band leader as well.
Yeah, he certainly was. Yeah, by this time, but he was a very gifted, talented, capable musician, and coming out of Mississippi, and he came up in this direction. When he joined the, as I said before, the Ellington Orchestra under the leadership of Mercy Ellington, who was Duke's son. And we struck an immediate friendship and continued it until his untimely death.
Well, I understand you were associated with quite a few people.
Me?
Did you know Nat King Cole, or you just studied his styling?
He's a little before my time, but, I mean, in terms of being able to know him, but, they cross the line of our, time. He was born way before me, and was a big star, and by the time I came along, he was, had met his demise.
What about Thelonious Monk and Art Tatum? These are people your mother encouraged you to study?
No, I discovered them on my own. Art Tatum was, of course, deceased, but Thelonious Monk was practically a contemporary, so I had a good, what I consider a healthy association relationship even with him, as much as you could have.
You know, coming back to Nat King Cole, I don't know how many people recognize that he started off as a pianist before he was a singer. Was that correct?
Well, those of us in the music community are certainly aware of this, but if you're not, you might have missed that part of his development, which was very important.
Absolutely.
And if you go back on some of his recordings, with the Nat King Cole Trio, you can hear his artistry on the piano world.
Well, the interesting thing is that I read that people were telling him, you have a voice, and he didn't think so at first.
Yeah, that's how the story goes. That even dates back to before the historical that I just stated to you. I'm told that he was playing in this probably a club or something. Somebody suggested that he sing, and then he started, and then the rest is history.
Indeed.
Just happened to have a golden voice.
Well, in terms of your concert on June 22nd, you're also going to be playing with some talented folks out there, like Willie Jones III and Buster Williams.
Yeah, on drums. Mm-hmm. Very, very gifted drummer.
Yes, I saw her here. And Buster Williams as well?
Yeah, very gifted bassist.
Mm-hmm. How many are going to share the stage?
Piano, bass, and drums. So that's four artists involved in this concert.
Well, tell me, you are also a composer, and you composed music like Bolivia, as I mentioned, and Clockwise and Firm Roots.
Yes.
Now, I had a friend who was a composer who dreamed his music. He heard it in his sleep. How do you compose?
Well, I compose mostly at the piano. I have an idea and develop it right there at the keyboard and usually come up with pieces. I've never dreamed of a piece.
No.
No, uh-uh. I do it at the piano.
Well, you are actually playing two sets, correct? I should mention that to people that you're going to be doing two sets.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah, that's the plan. Mm-hmm.
Also at 9:30 p.m. Now, do you play different songs or?
Yeah, probably. We don't have a real concrete plan, but of course we'll vary it, and that's what we'll do. We'll play different songs.
Now, they say you're a hard bop guy. Can explain that to me?
I don't have. That's something that the critics came up with years ago, and I really don't have a comment on that. They're referring to an era, if you will, a period in the jazz history that came to be known as hard bop, but it didn't come from musicians. It came from critics, I think, mostly.
Well, do you play, as you know, there's so many genres of jazz. Are you open to playing various genres?
Yes.
Oh, you play them all, or what?
Well, no, I don't know. I don't even know all of them, but we strive to play our own personal styles, which we have developed over the years, and that's what I hope will be entertaining to the listeners.
Now, I know this is not your first time at Jazz at Lincoln Center. Have you played the Allen Room before, haven't you?
I think so, madam. I get them mixed up. I don't mean mixed up, but most of the rooms that are in existence today I've played. So I'm pretty sure the Allen Room is one of them. But I wish I could be more accurate with you.
Well, I know that Jazz Forum, Mark Marganelli is the one that is putting this event together, correct?
Yes.
You work with him before on other
yes,
projects?
Yes, he's well known in the jazz circles. He's a musician himself, a trumpet artist, but his productivity lies with his original production at his place named the Jazz Forum, which started on the down on East Broadway, and that developed into his current position in the jazz production world, and I'm very proud to have known him since his beginnings. And he's, as I said, he's a musician himself, and very easy and pleasurable to work with.
Well, I understand he's also up in Westchester these days.
Yeah, I guess so. I wasn't acutely aware of his resident. But
I mean, in terms of he does some festivals or jazz events,
so.
I should say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't know. But if you say so, yeah. I didn't keep up with his current activities. But if he's the same guy I met years ago in the jazz forum, he had a loft down on Broadway in Manhattan and had multiple and quite a few concerts there, and we just go back quite a ways, so it's great to hear that he's still continuing at another locale, which you say is what part of town did you say it was in?
Up in Westchester.
Westchester, right.
I think it's Tarrytown, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is Tarrytown.
Right.
And his organization is the Jazz Forum Arts, for those that want to look him up. And what he's presenting at Lincoln Center is the Jazz Piano Summit. And again, I want to say that if you're interested in tickets, you should call the center charge at 212-721-6500 or go online. And this is at ticketing.jalc for Jazz at Lincoln Center. /single/select seating, and or you can go to in person to Jazz at Lincoln Center box office, which is on Broadway and 60th Street on the ground floor. So I understand you worked with Abby Lincoln. You know, I was going to interview her, but then she passed before I got a chance
to
do that.
Yeah,
well,
that's
that
unfortunate.
A real bummer.
Yes, it's unfortunate bummer. Yeah. She was very interesting and a great artist, and I always remember my association with her.
What was she like as an artist? I keep getting different opinions when I did my... I did something on her and had to talk to other people about it, but everyone had different opinions.
Well, in my opinion, she was a great artist, very warm and caring person, and love to compose in her own right. And I'm trying to remember the title of one of her main songs. It won't come to me now, but it was a great song that I used to play with her all the time. And she was just a great, wonderful, warm person and very creative. Used to compose songs and write lyrics. Continuously. Very productive person.
I want to identify the station. This is the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. I'm Deirdre Shuley, your host, and if you just come in, we are talking to Cedar Walton, one of the great jazz pianists. Now, you play in clubs all over America, but New York is the jazz mecca, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would totally agree.
Mm-hmm. What has been your experience out of the country? Do you play in Japan, for instance? I know they are great jazz enthusiasts.
Yes, we've gone there. My first trip there was with the Art Blakey Jazz Messenger group back in the 60s. And been going there sort of like from time to time ever since. More recently with my own groups.
Where else have you been in Europe? Or even around the world?
Japan and Europe are actually the main two places that I've been and performed. And more recently in Brazil, that was just, that wasn't anything I could compare to the amount of times I've done Japan and Europe.
How was the Brazilian audience?
Oh, magnificent, especially when we played a bossa nova. The length of the applause was appalling. And I'll always remember that moment. They just kept going and going and going to show their appreciation for our performance. I think I was sort of like lucky in that instance, because I just happened to play, a standard American piece. And it was a bossa nova beat, and Mm-hmm. Fortunately for me, it was overwhelmingly
received.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't it make you want to go back? I understand. Brazil,
well, I guess I was there then, so I wasn't concerned with going back yet. But yeah, I think I've got that on my calendar in the not so near but not so distant future.
Well, why did you call your song Bolivia? Has that something to do with the country?
Well, yes, just my love of the name of the country, I have to confess to you. But I'd like to pretend that I was on safari in that country, but it's not true. I just like the name of it.
Well, tell me about some of the artists that have influenced your music.
Oh, man, there was quite a few, especially in the piano department. There's Art Tatum, Bud Powell, Oscar Peterson, and Hank Jones, the late Hank Jones, the great. He was one of my biggest, actually, influences, just because meaning me and my mom, used to go to concerts in my hometown, Dallas. We would see him, and I was drawn to his contribution because he was so attentive and supportive. He was, and then when it came time for him to be featured, he was stepped to the front with great comfort and ease and ability.
Well, you know, I mentioned Art Blakely's Jazz Messengers, but you also, did you form a group called the Eastern Rebellion?
Yes, later on, it was loosely associated with a movement over in Ireland named the Eastern Rebellion. So it was a very subliminally familiar term to most people. They had heard of it without even realizing. So I was lucky on that front.
You put out a couple of, at least 5 albums under that group, or did you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I see that you put over, well, did you put out 48 releases or more than that?
I wasn't counting, ma'am, but if it says so, yes.
Well, the media is claiming that you have, so much so that you were inducted as a member of the National Endowment of the Arts Jazz Masters just in 2010, not that long ago.
Not that long ago. I'm very proud of that award.
You should be. That's. I'm sure a lot of people would be standing in line trying to get there first.
Yeah.
But you beat them.
Yes.
What was it like that night to get that award?
Oh, it's fine. I found out Leslie way before that night, but yeah, just a wonderful experience to be recognized for your accomplishments.
Absolutely. Well, we're getting close to the end of our show, and I want to mention again that you're going to be at the Jazz at Lincoln Center, Frederick P. Rose Hall, in the Allen Room at Jazz at Lincoln Center with...
No, it's Barry Harris.
With Barry Harris and
mm-hmm.
also Willie Jones III.
Mm-hmm, the drums.
Yes, and Buster Williams.
Exactly.
So, and we're going to be looking forward to hearing you play the 9-foot Steinway.
Exactly, yeah. I'm looking forward to it, too.
And again, I'll tell people to catch you and Barry Harris by calling or getting tickets at 212-721-6500 or go in person to the box office at Jazz at Lincoln Center on 60th Street on the ground floor. Now, is there something that I haven't asked you that you would like to say before we go?
Well, I think you've covered pretty much every aspect of the concert, every aspect of the information you would need to convey to your listeners. I think you've done a magnificent job.
Well, aren't you kind? I appreciate that. So I thank you, Cedar Walton, for coming on the show today and gracing our show.
My pleasure.
We're going to make sure that we get there on June 22nd to catch your concert with Barry Harris.
Okay.
And this is the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. I'm your host, Deirdre Schuler, and I want to thank my listeners for making this topic topically yours. And we're going to end the show with one of your songs, so hang in there. This is the Bouncer. Network, Rainbow Soul.